It's 60 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee is a dangerous place for pedestrians, and it's only getting worse. WPLN Cynthia Abrams says a new report shows that Memphis is the most dangerous metro area in the country. And while Nashville's a little safer, the trend here is worsening.
On Nashville pedestrian deaths, it's been a very bad start to the year. 14 people have been killed while walking, nearly three times more than at the same time last year. A new report from nonprofit Smart Growth America shows that many cities in the U.S. are simply getting deadlier over time. Beth Osborne, the organization's CEO, says that's because of skewed priorities.
If you ask most of our transportation leaders, the only thing they're trying to solve for is congestion and not safety.
And improving congestion actually makes streets more dangerous, since heavy traffic is the key to slowing things down.
We see a bipartisan connection on dismissing safety in a real way. They'll give nice speeches, but the fact of the matter is, if anybody ever has to slow down while driving, that is the true tragedy as far as they are concerned.
While Nashville leaders adopted the Vision Zero plan in 2022, which aims to improve roadways to reach zero pedestrian deaths by 2050, the report and the numbers show that Nashville is only getting more dangerous for pedestrians. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Researchers at the Nashville-based Sarah Cannon Research Institute are developing a new strategy to fight skin cancer: personalized vaccines. In clinical trials, researchers have removed melanoma and sent it to a lab for analysis, where an algorithm predicted which proteins the body should recognize in order to fight it. Then they administered a vaccine to train the patient's immune systems. In phase two of the trials, patients who received the vaccines in conjunction with another FDA-approved immunotherapy drug had a higher rate of survival without the melanoma coming back. WKRN reports researchers believe the technology could be applied to other types of cancer as well. More work is still needed before this type of treatment can get approved by the Food and Drug Administration. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.